AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. General Dynamics near record close contrasts with thin aerospace and defense participation. GD finished the week just 0.4% below its 52-week high, but the breakout case still lacks heavier volume and broader industry confirmation. Research brief. General Dynamics closed at $386.80 on 24 July after a 4.9% weekly gain, lifting the stock to 98.4% of its 52-week range. The weekly trend signal remains active and relative strength is improving, yet volume was only 0.9 times the 13-week average, and U.S. aerospace and defense breadth remains weak. Key points. 1. GD rose 4.9% for the week, 12.0% over 4 weeks, and 12.3% over 12 weeks, outperforming a U.S. aerospace and defense group with negative 4-week and 12-week average returns. 2. The stock sits 10.3% above its weekly trend line at $350.70 and 34.0% above ShareMaestro fair value at $288.50, leaving valuation distance as a risk factor. 3. Volume reached 5.9 million shares, in line with the 52-week average, but below the 13-week average of 6.2 million, so participation has not yet expanded with price. 4. Market dynamics are positive, but the signal state shows no fresh buy. The setup remains balanced, rather than outright confirmed. Price presses against the high. General Dynamics ended the latest completed week at $386.80, up 4.9%, and only 0.4% below its 52-week high of $388.10. The move puts the stock at 98.4% of its yearly range, a strong location, after gains of 12.0% over 4 weeks and 12.3% over 12 weeks. The weekly trend signal is active, with the price 10.3% above the $350.70 trend line, and the trend backdrop active for 3 consecutive weeks. Trend breadth across GD's own 52-week history stands at 75.0%, with 39 active weeks, supporting the constructive read. The counterweight is valuation distance. The close is 34.0% above ShareMaestro fair value at $288.50, which leaves less room for disappointment if momentum cools. Industry context is supportive for GD, less so for the group. The sector comparison is favorable. In U.S. industrials, GD ranks in the 83rd percentile for peer momentum, while the sector's average weekly return was 1.0% and its 12-week average was 4.4%. Sector breadth is only moderate, with 52.0% active trend signals, 53.0% positive market dynamics, and 56.0% positive relative strength. The sharper contrast is inside U.S. aerospace and defense. GD's 12.0% 4-week gain stands well above the industry's average 4-week return of negative 6.5%. While its 12.3% 12-week gain contrasts with an industry average of negative 7.6%. Industry participation remains narrow, with only 23.2% active trend signals, 37.8% positive market dynamics, and 28.0% positive relative strength. Lockheed Martin and V2X posted stronger short-term bursts, but GD's profile is distinguished by positive trend, market dynamics, and relative strength at the same time. Momentum has improved, but volume has not expanded. The latest market dynamics reading is positive at 0.85, and relative strength has turned positive at 4.81 after negative readings in late June and mid-July. The next week expectancy read is also positive at 61.27%. Which keeps the probability profile constructive for similar historical setup states. Volume is the main unfinished part of the evidence. GD traded 5.9 million shares in the latest week, matching its 52-week average, but below the 13-week average of 6.2 million, for a 0.9 times participation ratio. That is adequate for a recovery week, but it does not yet show the kind of broad demand normally associated with a decisive high-water breakout. Risk and watch next framing. The risk profile is not one-sided. Recent volatility is 3.9%, above the 52-week baseline of 2.9%, and the stock has logged 22 downside weeks against 30 upside weeks over the past year. Average up weeks have been 2.2%, compared with average down weeks of negative 1.9%, a modestly positive skew. But the packet also flags 5 recent reversal markers. The next evidence point is whether GD can hold near the 388.1 high without losing activity pressure. A close back toward the $350.7 trend line would weaken the weekly regime, while volume above 1.5x the 13-week average would give the next move stronger confirmation. With price near the top of the range and the industry still thin, the burden of proof sits with participation rather than price alone. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.